hour spoke of, a midah that we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in this week's parsha, also last week's parsha, so why was Moshe Rabbeinu chosen to become the Mani, to become the leader over Klal Yisrael, to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Why? Why was he chosen? Now, the pasuk says, remember, Moshe was pasturing the sheep of Yisrael, and he comes to this snare, vayachvi, a snare, boyer, boyish. This snare, this bush is burning up in fire, a snare, and then it will go. And the bush is not being consumed. Vayomer Moshe, asurim of the eret. Let me turn, let me see. As amare ha-gadol hazeh, matua lo yivar ha-snare. Why is it that the snare is not being consumed? Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Moshe saw that Moshe Rabbeinu turned to see this burning bush. Vayikra lo ha-lekim teich ha-snare. Moshe, Moshe, vayomer hineni. Says, take off your shoes, I'm going to make you the leader, go down to Mitzrayim, take out the Jewish people. Now, the question, it begs a question. Hey, can you explain this? If we would look, and we would see a burning bush that's not being consumed, we would also be astounded. What a phenomenon. We would also go look. Where lies the greatness in that? Vayar Hashem. Hashem is talking about you're going to turn to see the burning bush. And he calls out to him, Moshe, Moshe. You're going to take out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. Why? Because he turned to see a bush that's not being consumed by fire. We would also do it. The Medrash has the kasha. And the Medrash Rabbah says, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu only turned to see the burning bush. Do you remember, there's a pasuk before that says, Moshe Rabbeinu was growing up in the house of Paro. He was in the palace. He was a prince. And everything was going good for him. Vayar. They see Loison. Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the Jewish people and he saw how they're suffering. And he had a midah, what we call in Hebrew, no say ba'ol im chaveiroi. Caring about somebody else. In English, it's called empathy. You know what empathy means? A dictionary says to feel for someone else's matzav, someone else's position, his condition. I'm not saying sympathy and condolence. To feel for somebody else is empathy. Moshe Rabbeinu had that midah, he cared. He's a prince. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois, doesn't just seem to see the burning bush. Kisor lirois sar v'zoi. The man says how he cared about the Jewish people. It bothered him. He took it to heart. What could he do about it? There's nothing he can do. But he cares. That's the midah of no seba oil, and for that he was zoifer. He was worthy to become a mani. Now it says, Levi named his children Gershon, Kehos, and Merori. This week's parsha. The Shaloh HaKadosh says, the Elishmos B'nei Levi, the greatness of Levi was, Levi knew in Ruach HaKadosh, he was not going to be in the Shibu. Shevet Levi was on the slave of the Mishraim, and Levi knew it. But he cared for the Jewish people that will be enslaved. He named his children Gershon, Kiger Hagisi, Be'eretz Nachriyot, Kehos, Shinei of Kehos, Merori, embittered, to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. What's the lesson for us? The lesson for us. Like Rabbi Yosef said yesterday, and you know, he spoke yesterday, I took it to heart. He said, a person has to daven. Listen, a person has to daven like a mensch. Okay, we're standing here, we're living here, everything is good for us. And you hear about Sora and Eretz Yisrael, a Rebbe from Eisha Torah, when was it, a week ago, 2 years ago, stamped to death, left over a wife, 7 kids. I feel, what can we do about it? But feel the pain, feel the tsar. I had a friend in Lakewood, a Talmud of mine, living in Lakewood, he lost a baby at 3 months old. Never, who shouldn't know from this? Trip there. I call him. What am I supposed to say to him? What can you say to such a person? Such a tsar. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But at least you can cry with him. You can feel for him. And that's a lesson for us. That midah, no seba oil. Care for somebody else. Care for the chavruse. Care for somebody else. Not just for yourself. That's a lesson here. A Gemalli lesson. Please, just give me a minute. I want to say one ma'isa. Okay? One ma'isa. One ma'isa. We've been learning more about chupet. Okay? I want to say one ma'isa. And we learned Avnei Meluyin, Soy Sachoshin, Rabbi Yalev HaKoyen Heller, famous, his Svarim I learned in the yeshiva. From now until B'ez HaMashiach, and when Moshiach comes, when he tells us, one buys it about this great act that we've been learning. You know, we have another amazing sheikh, and we learned that. We learned that. The Avdimud, listen to this mindset. Ready? Listen to this. It has to do with chuppah, but we're learning chuppah. Now, he was a young fellow. He was a relative, maybe in the 40s. And he put out the sefer. So he said, Hoishin Avdimud. And he went to the great Yeshua's Yaakov. He was a very big Gadol, who was 7 years old. And he wanted a recommendation, you know, on a sefer. He put a haskon, a recommendation to the sefer. Okay. So he goes, if you're time, please, here's the manuscripts. Gave it over. And he said, okay. Stay up here in this motel, in this inn, give me a few days, let me look it over, and I'll see. They need to write a recommendation for you. Okay. So he's there 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. He looks outside. All of a sudden he sees outside a chuppah, a band playing this. What's doing a chasen kala going? So he comes out and wants to escort, you know, chasen kala, a band, a chasen. He sees, he goes out. There's a band, a chuppah, and no chasen kala. But what's doing? What's doing? This Rav, Yeshua's Yaakov, was carrying the manuscripts of the Avni Nehuyim, of the Tzoyis HaKoyshin, back to Rabbi Heller, and he was going with a chasen. It's like a hachnosas, sefer, Torah. You know what it is? Hachnosas and Torah, you dance with it. So he was bringing these manuscripts back to Rabbi Heller as if to say, this Torah that we're learning, that you wrote, is like a safer Torah. We're returning it to the owner, back to the Orin HaKodesh, right? It's going to be learned. L'netzach netzach. The Sforum we have here in the yeshiva, you know how he learned. His yortzeit was a few days ago. It was in the winter. He was so poor, he couldn't afford a desk. Eat what? So poor, he had to get a plank of wood and put it over two barrels, and his ink froze on him. It was so cold in the winter. And that's how he became the famous of the Arye Lev HaKoyen Heller. When we learn the Avnei Meguyim, when we learn the Tzoyis HaKoyen, let's remember what a schus it is. What a schus. Let's take it to heart what we said, what Yosef said, what Rishiva mentioned. These midos, davening, what it means, hakoras hatoiv, what it means to care for somebody else. These are lessons that we can take from this week's parsha.